Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, especially the last couple of verses. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." This is the text. The title is The Rending. The Rending. Yes, because the word there where it says he saw the heavens opening actually is much more vivid. It's the same word that was on Good Friday of the curtain in the temple, the exact same word in the Greek language. So, to translate more vividly, when he came up out of the water, he saw the heavens being rended or being torn open. Quite the most amazing thing. Because here's a question. Why was Jesus there needing to be baptized? He had no sin. He did not have to go through repentance. And in Matthew's gospel, this comes out in John the Baptist's question. I need to be baptized by you. You're coming to me. What's going on here? And it can be answered by another question. Question is, so you who are baptized as infants, what did you bring with you to the baptism font? What did you bring with you to earn or claim the favor of God? Or anybody, what did you bring with you? What righteousness, what holiness did you bring to come to God and turn his heart to you and earn and win the forgiveness of sins? And the answer is nothing, nada. Not one little tiny thing can we bring to God to make him our God. Not one single thing can we offer to God to turn his heart toward us. There is, however, someone who can bring something to his baptism. And that would be Jesus, the Son of God, who comes down out of heaven, fulfilling what Isaiah called out for, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down." There's that word again. "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. Tear the heavens apart. Split them in half, and God, step through and come to us." And then Isaiah spins off from that and has images of judgment and wrath and water boiling and fire and judgment. And there Isaiah follows the natural progression of that. But when God rends the heavens and come down, as we've heard throughout this past Christmas season, he rends the heavens and comes down and surprises us, because he doesn't come in the way that we expect him to come. He comes into this world, a child, a little baby, born for us, to be one with us, to take our nature on him. The holy God joins himself and his might and his eternity and his all-powerfulness, joins it with our nature, and now we have the Son of God walking around as one of us. God in the flesh. And that God in the flesh then brings his holiness to bear. I need to be baptized by you. Why are you coming to me? Why? In order to bring the holiness of God into this place of repentance, into this place of forgiveness and life, to rend the heavens and bring not only the presence of God, but the mercy of God, the grace of God, the salvation, the forgiveness of sins, to bring all of that into this place. So that this baptism of repentance isn't anymore what human beings normally think about when we think about repentance. Because what do we think about? Me turning around. Me changing my way. Me reforming my life. Me doing better. Me turning away from sin. Me turning toward God. And that's not repentance. Because God turns everything on its head. And repentance actually is when God brings all of His mercy, His grace, His love, His forgiveness, packs it up in this person, this little baby who is, here's the term John calls him, who is the Word. He is the Word of God to us. And God brings all of His message and His giving of life and brings it to us. And then God pours out His Spirit into our hearts and we find, oh, I believe that Word of God to me. How'd that happen? How'd it come that I have faith? Where did that come from? It came from God. How did it come that me, a sinner, is all of a sudden amazed and surprised and dazzled and astonished at the goodness and grace and love and gospel of God? How'd that happen? The Holy Spirit did it. How did it happen that it's like I'm turning around and now all of a sudden I'm a child of God. Where'd that come from? Again, the Holy Spirit brought that. So Jesus brings the holiness into the whole business of baptism. He puts Himself into this water, that in that water we receive, well, we receive Jesus with His holiness and with His love and with His gospel and with His message of salvation and with the, you are forgiven. Your sins are washed away. You are a child of God, and all of that comes to us. See, this baptism font, which doesn't have water in it right now, but does when we do baptism, this is the place where God says once again, look to Jesus. He's the Savior. He's the Redeemer. In Him you have everything you need to be a child of God. And in this place, God says, I will give you my Son. And with Jesus, the three blessings of baptism, He saw the heavens being torn open, the heavens being split wide, so that we are not barred. We are not forbidden from being in the presence of God. We are welcomed and invited to be His own because our sins are forgiven. And the second blessing, the Holy Spirit then is poured out on us and we receive that gift of faith being formed and created within us. And the Holy Spirit then to continue on to nurture that faith, to grow that faith so that all through our lives, it becomes simply a walk of hearing the Word of God, following the Good Shepherd. See, that's all the Christian life is from beginning to end. It starts out with hearing Jesus calling you. It continues on with hearing Jesus calling you. And every day, it is the voice of the Shepherd calling to you. It's an amazing pattern. When does that stop? It doesn't. It doesn't. On to the day of death, which becomes simply hearing the Good Shepherd calling you. On to the days of eternity, the Good Shepherd calling you. On through an eternity of life and blessings and being with God, and all through them, the Good Shepherd calling you. That's the second blessing. The third one is the voice from heaven. Because God the Father must speak. His Son has brought life. His Son is the Word of life. And He must speak from heaven. So the voice of heaven over Jesus, "This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." And then echoing in your baptism, "This is my child, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." And when God the Father says that over you, what an amazing thing. He's saying, "This one belongs to me, and I choose to mark them out, to call them my own, and to give them all of my blessings." So Jesus comes to the water. He brings His holiness to bear. He is the Son of God there in our place. He is calling the blessings from heaven to His baptism, and then taking the blessings of heaven and joining them, combining them with the water, and giving them to us so that we might be blessed. What are we to do but? Very simply, celebrate. And what are we to do but very simply, believe those promises and trust those promises in all the days of life and whatever the days might bring. In Jesus' name, amen.